You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora te whanau, you are on BFM Breakfast, and we have got a couple of very special guests in the studio to chat about a brand new song which is out today. Kia ora to Iraya Whakamoe and Troy Kingi. How are you both?
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Very good.
Very good.
8 o'clock's pretty early for me.
Yeah, we appreciate it. It is an early one.
But I'm glad to be here.
It's very nice to have you both in the studio to chat about this awesome new track which is out today called He Orete, which is by The Nudge and Troy Kingi. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about how this song came about. Iraya, do you want to take the reins on that one?
Yeah, sure. It was last year in lockdown and I saw TMP were putting out some funding for reo and non-reo speakers to collaborate together. And I thought I'd initiate that and hit up the bro Troy, because I've done quite a bit of work with Troy over the time, and he was obviously keen.
Mm.
The Nudge were keen, and we just slowly went about it. We were actually in lockdown scenario where we demoed everything in our own homes,
put it
together and sent it in, and they liked what they heard, and here we are.
That's pretty awesome. I feel like people have had to be so nimble in the last year with how music gets made. And, I mean, Troy, you've released a lot of music over that time, so you've kind of been privy to that in a lot of different ways. How was it working on this project for you?
It wasn't too hard. I've known these guys for a little bit now.
Mm.
And the song come really quickly, eh?
Mm.
We had a couple of initial ideas, and Ryan was bouncing back and forth with a few riffs.
Mm.
I come up with a little idea, and it was really fast. It wasn't hard at all. And then I stayed up one night and just let the cosmos bring me these lyrics. And like Idai said, here we are.
Yeah.
Here we are.
I think you've told us before, Troy, that you are a bit of a late night man when it comes to writing often.
Yeah.
What does it take to get in the headspace for putting songs together lyrically, I guess, especially when you're also singing in Reo Māori as well? Because it might be a wee bit different.
Yeah. I feel like you just gotta be easy on yourself. I've just been doing some mad nights this week because I go into the studio tomorrow to start the next one.
Oh my god.
The same thing with that one. It was a little bit harder. I am a native speaker. Like, I was brought up through Kōangareo and Kura Kaupapa, but being in a spot where not that many people speak, it is a case of use it or lose it, and I feel like my reo has slowly declined over the years. So it did take a bit of just sitting with myself and just letting it come, because I knew it was there. But also just checking with some of my friends that are real experts and stuff, and like, does this sound a bit whack? And they're like, nah, that's all good. So
that's fresh.
I'm just excited about this track, because I don't know if I've ever heard a song in Māori in this sort of style. It's quite fresh.
Yeah, I was going to say, because this is, I mean, we're seeing in the mainstream a little bit more a resurgence in Reo Māori Waiata, which is awesome. It's really cool to see. But it is not often in like a blues rock kind of a style. I feel like this is maybe the first song I've heard in that as well. What was important for you, Iraya, about making this track and making it true to that kind of sound that The Nudge has so well?
Oh, well, I just think that was just being ourselves, to be honest. Yeah. We didn't deviate too far from just who we are.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that was the whole joy of the collaboration, in all honesty. I clearly remember when we'd sent the demo to Troy to do his vocal part on it.
Mm-hmm.
And, when it came back, I was just like, actually astounded, to be honest. I was like, this fella's clever.
Yeah.
But not only that, this is a beautiful collaboration here. This is Troy being Troy, and this is us being ourselves. And I think that's really quite clear in it.
Yeah. I think that's something that seems to be part of this wave that we're seeing is people feeling like they can be authentic in the kinds of tracks that they're putting out as well. There's not necessarily this little box that you have to sort of be like, oh, this is the Reo Māori track at the moment. You know, people are just doing the music they want to do, and it feels like that is a natural path that's always been there, but maybe it's getting a little bit more attention right now. How does that feel for you, Troy?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, what everyone else is doing, but all I know is with this journey that I'm doing, the fact that I am trying to change up genres means I don't really give a shit what anyone's thinking.
Yeah.
And going into this, you just go in with that same mindset that we just do us. And I knew it was going to be something special because, like I said, I never heard anything in that style before. I hope that it's going to trigger a lot of, you know, up and coming artists that are in this style to start pushing real Māori songs in this style, because it's freaking cool.
Yeah, it rules.
Yeah, I think to add on that though, it'd be, you know, it's definitely not about real Māori music either.
No, yeah,
it's just about a good song.
Yeah.
It's just about great music. And Te Māngai Pāhua, shout out to them. I mean, they're really pushing revitalisation of the reo, which is amazing. That's where this funding's coming from, and really, that's the buzz. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's just about normalising it.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
exactly it. I feel like the more people that are pushing out music like this, the more that it's just going to be the norm, and it's not even going to be a Māori song. It's just going to be a cool song that happens to be in Māori.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what the cool song is all about then, I guess. What is He Ōrite about? What's the story in this track, Troy?
Well, I'm a pretty buzzy guy.
And, no.
And these dudes are probably the buzziest dudes that I know. So I knew I had to reach out into the galaxy for my lyrics.
Sick.
Where does it start?
Well,
go. I've already told you.
I feel like the vibe around this whole thing is that, and it's a te ao Māori perspective, is that we're all the same, like in a wairua sense. In essence, this is our makeup. We come from the same place. These are our tupuna, and actually, these material surroundings that construct all this stuff around us doesn't define anything.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Although, you know, I had quite a political question around that the other day, which was quite interesting. It's like, are we all the same? No, this is also decol, you know. Actually, this is te ao Māori perspective.
Yeah.
We are wairua, and that I feel that's where the bro was coming from, you know.
I also think that I think it was around the time of George Floyd and stuff that was popping off, so I was in that sort of mind frame as well. That why do we have to have people above other people, and why can't we just be on the same level?
Yeah.
And every country has the same thing with the indigenous people. Why can't we come and meet in the middle? If you've got these people that are the oppressors or whatever, it's never gonna be kosh.
No. And music's always been a really important pathway for connecting those different narratives as well. I feel like this track is just, you know, going to continue that conversation in a different space, maybe, than we've seen. It's an awesome song. I mean, it is just like an awesome song as well. There's like no getting around the fact that it slaps. It's a really big tune. I also feel like we should mention as well, since you're here, Troy, that your visual album is out today as well for your work you've been doing with Delaney Davidson, which is mean.
Yeah. We actually had went to the the screening last night, and It's cool. I can't say that I had 100% control of that. I've been a busy boy, but I'm just lucky to have all these creatives around me wanting to do stuff. So it was cool to go and see all their hard mahi
come really to good. Fruition. It's dope.
Yeah. And yes. I didn't even know if I wanted a visual album until these guys come and approach me. So I was just like, I don't really know what that is, but yo.
Sounds cool. Let's have a go. Yeah. I think that is a kind of a spirit that comes through in your music, and actually also from what the Nudge does as well in a different way. It's kind of just like taking a, you know, start of an idea and being like, yeah, let's just see where this goes. Let's just try it out. Mm. This song definitely feels like that, and realized in such a beautiful and very groovable way as well. Tell us a wee bit about the cover art, because it's also fantastic, and I think we should shout out those artists.
Oh yeah, no choice. Tautoko Hard Dream Girls Collective. That's Gina Keel, Miriama Grace Smith, and Zoe Hall, all Pōneke based. And it was more like a dream result for me. I'd been on the outskirts watching their art for a while, and I reached out to Zoe initially, and she was just like, "Oh, I'm actually really busy, bro." I was like, "I had to buy." And then I was like, "Oh, sweet," to ask Jenny. She was like, "Yeah, go hard." And she was like, "Oh, actually, I think this would be really cool for the collective. Mm. I'll ask the girls." And they came on board, and it was well worth the wait because they were so busy themselves.
Yeah.
And it's just phenomenal. They really thought it out about what the imagery represents for them. They took their time, you know, they got into the song and the lyrics too. So,
it feels
that all half for them.
Yeah, huge. And I think it feels like there are so many threads coming into this project, so much love coming into this project as well. It's become a bigger thing than all the individual parts, which a good song should do. And then now it's coming out to an audience as well. So hopefully that'll resonate with people as well. I think we should listen to this track now. We've been chatting about it. Troy Kingi and Iraya Whakamoe, thank you so much for coming in and speaking to us this morning.
Can I just do a big shout out to Moo here too? Moo is another collaborative force in this who creatively produced on this track as well.
Awesome.
Moo from Freddy's couldn't have got it where it is without him. So, Modi order, brother.
Hard out. Hey, thank you so much for coming in this morning. This is He Orete by The Nudge and Troy Kingi.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.